Talk 110. I welcome all fanatics, our guest, Terra Spaces, and members from Cosmos, the Omniflixverse, and more people in Web3. Thank you for taking out your time, and welcome again to Flix Talk 110. From whichever time zone you're joining from, I wish you a great day. It's this day also coincides with a lot of cool things like the 5th birthday of Cosmos, so I think that's a good opportunity as any to sort of celebrate, because without Cosmos there wouldn't have been an Omniflix and all the lovely folks, all the creators, validators, members who continue to build, bring their creativity, build this great community who are here. So it's a celebration for all of us to have this. We'll just wait a minute more to have more members from the community join in, and then we'll begin. Till then, just a quick shout out to people in the audience. Hi, Tardigrades, Sandy, Fantastic Animals, Elmos, Terra Spaces, Abraham. I also see Stellar from this thing. Love to hear from them. Please do join in once we do like a section with the creators. Love to hear. Actually, this episode, owing to the fact that we have a guest who is a validator and a game developer team, so very interesting in that way. And I think a lot of projects who have NFT collections are always also participating in the games on not just like Omniflix, using Omniflix, but other chains, other ecosystem by themselves. I think it's a great opportunity to discuss, ask questions. So very creator and gaming rich discussion today. Okay, I think this is a good time as any to start here. I'll just quickly invite our guest, Crypto Dungeon team. I think you've got speaker access now. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me up.
Yes. Who do I have from the team? Like, who am I talking to?
My name's Lee. I go by Zan, but my real name's Lee, so you can call me whatever you want.
That's great. So, hi Lee. First of all, welcome to Flix Talk. I think before anything, I would just like to hear from like how you guys have been doing, and a little introduction to the team about what Crypto Dungeon is, and you're also a validator on 10 chains in Cosmos. So I'm guessing here that you and your team are Cosmos veterans, and if you can give a little background about yourself also, that'll be great.
Yeah, actually, Holy Foley is here with us too. He's our community manager, so he might want to come up and speak as well. But yeah, we started validating, was it May of 2022? So we haven't really been in Cosmos that long. I joined because I thought it was a great way to create a gaming company, really. And this was a good way to fund it. Plus, I was really into Juno and Stargaze sort of early on. Been watching you guys for a long time as well. But yeah, we kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't even use Twitter until May of last year. I had like zero followers. So we've sort of been rapidly progressing and building during the bear market here, just getting everything ready for the bull to come. And it's just the timing's been amazing for us. But we validate 10 different blockchains at this point. If you include Neutron and Stride, we provide interchange security for them, but we validate Juno, Stargaze, Evmos, Migaloo, Passage, Desmos, Comdex, and Cosmos as well. And we already have our first game out, actually. And basically, we have teams of four that are all playing in our world called Sidral. And they do sort of play in the same world. So they're not actually playing all the teams at once, but they do interact indirectly. And this was created by our dungeon master, Popcorn, 10 years ago. He's been building this in a 3D interface for the last 10 years. So we launched that at the end of last year, and we've got four teams playing right now. Some of them have their own crypto projects, and we promote the projects on the stream. And right now we're working on our second game, which is really going to be very important for Cosmos, and it leads into our third game as well. So we actually have three on our roadmap. But the next game we're building is going to be a card trading and battle strategy game that's going to basically encompass all of Cosmos beyond every single chain. So each chain will have its own race of characters, mm-hmm. and there'll be eight different subtypes. There'll be different stats that people need to, they'll be rolled for basically when you mint your NFT. And the game will be a card trading and strategy game.
What's the name again?
The name of the game. So I don't want to announce it just yet. We have a name that we've been working on, but it's still not final. So I hate to kind of give that away.
Okay. That's good actually. love a good build up to release of a game. So. I mean, this is really cool that you, first of all, like joined during actually one of the like peak bear markets of sorts, and continue to build and become a validator. That's like no easy feat, to be honest, especially on multiple chains and build a game, especially in RPG for a long period of time. So, I think my second question was just about. For someone who wants to like discover, start playing, or get their hands dirty with the game, how can they start? I think you mentioned that it's on Juno, and from what I've read is that like for people who it's a play to earn game mechanism. So whoever comes, plays can get tokens, and that are actually from that are the treasury for that is from Crypto Dungeon, and that gives them like ownership of the in the DAO and even voting rights. So if you can explain like how someone in the space can go about and get started in it.
Yeah, so our DAO is on Juno and our token's called Dungeon Coin. And we did have an airdrop earlier on for people that were staking with us. And we might have another one very soon here for our NFT holders on Stargaze, as well as people that stake with us. But we're going to be actually having a public, like a large scale airdrop to many chains. Would love to include OmniFlix as well and launch an NFT project on your guys' chain as well. And you would have to have your own race of characters and actually be traversing this, IBC channels into other ecosystems and sort of intermingling communities. So it's our way of trying to create interchain collaboration. But yeah, our first game, in order to play, you just need an NFT on Stargaze. And when we launched them, they were like $20 or something in stars. I basically gave them away for free, and then we donated the proceeds back to our DAO. Mm-hmm. But, the game, essentially, we have a professional dungeon master who, even before he joined us, the cost to play with him for a group of four for a year is $5,000. So if you hold one of our NFTs, they're essentially worth $1,250 a year forever. It's a lifetime membership to our game. And if you're playing our game and you're staking with us, then you earn dungeon coins. So right now, that's the only way that you can actually earn them. And dungeon coin gives 50% profit sharing from our validator, all of the profits from the mint proceeds on any chain that we launch, and possibly other revenues as well, YouTube streaming, merchandise sales, anything like that. So you're basically getting shares in our company and voting rights in the actual game. We do stream our games on YouTube, And, you know, I've been thinking, like, I would love to stream them with you guys as well, if that's possible. Love to validate for as many chains as we can. And then we could bring them into our second game. But the first game's already launched. You can watch our players play on YouTube. So the groups of four, they have video and audio. So they're actually playing a live action Dungeons and Dragons game with our Dungeon Master. So you do have to interact via audio and video. Probably video is negotiable, but it's obviously preferred. And then the game is played in our 3D interface that we call Talespire. It's on Steam. So that game is live. It was sort of a way of us getting our name out there. And now that we've sort of built up a reputation, we're going to try to attempt a more difficult game that's actually coded into the blockchain itself that will lead into our third game, which is going to be enormous. It'll be a true video game, possibly even virtual reality, where you're actually playing in our world first person.
That's really cool. Especially about the Dungeon Master bit, that, you know, NFT holders have access to playing with someone so experienced and have like a lifetime pass. As you mentioned, like, you know, more and more of these things that can sort of traverse from Web 2 to Web 3 are more blockchain based. I think you'll be able to better get access to stuff, you know, on blockchain, on multiple dApps as well. And of course, more than happy to have the dungeon token reach to more people in Fanatics, in the Flixverse, and secondly for the game to utilize OmniFlix dApps. I think for streaming, that is still in the works, in terms of, like, you know, building a live streaming and distribution tool on OmniFlix. That's still in the works. I think Sisla is the best person to sort of give timelines and maybe explain, like, what challenges come from bringing it from a Web 2 to Web 3 thing. Just FYI for people in the space, OmniFlix does run a live stream, and that too for I think two big, like, very big media platforms in India, and it's a 24/7 stream that's been going. So it's a lot of this thing, but I think bringing it to Web3, making it permissionless, I think that's one of the challenge, like, you know, that is difficult to, and how to also make sure that it is accessible by all. It doesn't become a tool that is only accessible when you have to pay the banks. I think from what I understand, those are especially, like, you know, the first hurdle to cross. But yeah, as you mentioned, Lee, if you'd like to, I think we have I was watching one of the games, but to be honest, I'm not a veteran when it comes to gaming, especially RPG. So it's like, you know, difficult to follow mechanics over there. But I was trying to watch the game recording that you have on your website. I don't know which iteration it is, or, like, you know, like, since when the game is from. But it seems very cool, and definitely understand the challenge that comes from, like, you know, organizing, building a gaming community and having them participate. So, like, you know, any and all tools when it comes to playing together. We have one or two creators who have been, like, relentlessly building gaming. I think one is Tangled NFTs. He's building a card game, and Element of Cosmos. There are, like, you know, even Fight Farm Bets, if he's in the space. Yeah. So a lot of people who are trying to build games, and I definitely understand, but would love to have these streams come at least on the OmniFlix TV right now, so that people who do follow it can also do it on a decentralized media platform. And maybe one time any sort of tutorials in terms of following the game could be on OmniFlix TV, so that members can, once we have interchain NFTs, I think the boundary between having it on Stargaze, having it on OmniFlix will all, of course, go away. But the second thing will also be that you can do, like, token gated content in terms of having those repositories, and only NFT owners can do that. I think that's one great thing. We are also bringing in a module to basically have people mint editions of video content on video NFTs on OmniFlix TV. So that's, by the way, that's a good segue for me to announce for folks in the audience. for Omnix Talk 110, if you want to claim the proof of participation NFT, go on Omnix TV, and the secret phrase for today is video drops. You have to choose the right answer and you can claim the FlixTime badge. So yeah. So Lee, that brings me to my third question in terms of like how you guys planning, say it's been like close to 2 years since you guys have been in the space as a validator, and like how have you been collaborating? From what I saw, your team has like people from various different backgrounds, and so I wanted to know about like the planning in terms of bringing it an on-chain and like, you know, building further games. How did that come about?
Oh man, this is a good story. I'm a psychiatrist, and I have an MBA as well, but I have no experience whatsoever in crypto. But I just got into crypto because I was sort of involved in the middle of the bull run last time, and it was pretty exciting. And I just thought it was a really great opportunity. And I mean, it's just not a lot of people are aware of crypto potential at this point. But yeah, I started the company with another psychiatrist friend of mine that I went to residency with, who helped me fund it. So we've actually self-funded the entire project. And then my other friend, who is also, we're all fully doxed on our website, it's cryptodungeon.org. He's a software engineer. He runs a team of engineers, and he's actually doing our validating service. So it started with the three of us. And then as we started to grow, and we had Stargaze and Juno up, we just started collaborating with other projects. Not Risby's in here from Gelato. We work with a lot of different projects, helping them promote their NFTs. And it was kind of crazy because I really couldn't get our name out there until last year because I was afraid of Twitter and social media, and I was hesitant to tweet. I had zero followers, so I had to get over that fear and start tweeting. And like, I kind of sucked at it at first, and I'm just now learning actually how hashtags and all these things finally work. And I've gotten to the point where like we're actually being effective in marketing. So I would love to help you guys promote as well, if you're interested in that. And you know, when you do have streaming, that would be great. If we could stream our stuff with you guys.
Awesome.
But yeah, so we met our dungeon master not too long after I started promoting on Twitter, and we started getting followers. He is a professional dungeon master who is a college professor as well. But during COVID, he just decided he was going to be a full-time dungeon master, and he had 100 or some people playing on his server. And he was doing exactly what we were looking to do in our game. So we were looking for someone exactly like him, and he was really looking for someone exactly like us to sort of really take him to the next level. I mean, this guy is amazing. He's extremely entertaining. He's a voice actor, and just a really great entertainer. So when you play, you don't need to know how to play the game. He's going to do a tutorial the first time you play. So he'll help you design your character, create a backstory. So we have a session zero for that before you even go on and stream anything, the basic rules. And you sort of learn it as you go along. And I would say that the majority of our players have no idea how to play Dungeons & Dragons before they start playing. So it's really something that beginners can easily get into. I met Holy, who's in the spaces as well. He's our community manager. I believe our moderator was in here too. He might have left.
Should I invite them? Do let me know.
He might have left, but he's actually from Nigeria. He just was a really nice guy, and I didn't think we needed a moderator in the beginning, but he seemed really nice and eager, and I figured, you know, why not try to bring more people in? But yeah, we've been growing faster and faster. Now we have our own staff artists. Our first project was all hand-drawn. We are using more AI for the second project due to the scale, but it's not just using an AI art generator. It's multiple different methods of using AI and then blending them together. This guy's a ninja, Lord Genji. I don't know if he's in here or not, but we have a full team now. So we have everything we need basically in terms of game design. We really are at this point going to start hiring developers to code it onto the blockchain. And that's the only piece that we're missing. So we had to get to this stage one step at a time. And I guess my main skill is just meeting the right people. And I don't have the skills needed to build anything, but the people that I've met are all amazing and they're all sort of independently driven. And I don't really have to manage anything. I mean, I was never supposed to be leading the project. My title is Chief Motivational Officer. It was kind of a joke because of the psychiatry background, but I just try to get everyone excited and work together. And I was recently elected for the Juno operations team as well. So we're trying to turn Juno around, and you know, that's going to be a fun thing, although like somewhat of a challenge because of the history. But yeah. I really believe that, you know, we've been pulling off all these ridiculously difficult things. Why not try another one? So yeah. I think it'll be fun. I'm trying to just get people hyped up again and entice projects to come back and build there. So we really are trying to just help out any of the chains that we validate for. I mean, that's our responsibility as a validator. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if I answered all your questions there, but
No, you did. I think we of course have like some great creators. So I want to open up the platform. Even NotRSB is here, so best time to sort of like, you know, we have to open the platform for their questions. But like what you said, having the right, I think, especially in crypto and in this creator NFT space, having collaborating with the right people. And then, like, collaborating well is, I think, more than anything, because they are very talented people in this space, very curious and hardworking people who are always, like, figuring out the next fastest thing, be it, like, you know, AI, be it in terms of, like, community building. It's a really fast-paced space also. So collaboration is key, and in working with people in the right manner, I think, it's something that we can actually use more and more of, not just like within like few chains, but in the whole ecosystem and beyond. I think we can use more of it. Okay, I think I've got a request from someone from the Crypto Dungeon team. I'm guessing. Hi, Holy Folly is what I'm greeting here. You have speaker access now.
Hey, OmniFlix fam, how you guys doing? This is Holy Folly. I just want to jump in because I want to say why I got attracted to Crypto Dungeon and why I joined the team. I had basically, you know, been all over the Cosmos ecosystem. I came in when Juno was $17. I bought it, sold a bunch in the 30s. I'm happy I did that, and then you know, wrote everything down. I bought Atom at 40 and it crashed down, and I'm still holding my stake. But I just love the crypto space, and I've led many different nonprofit organizations. I'm a university professor, so I've had a lot of experience in community development. And when I met Zan, there was just something about the vision, the energy, and there was just a synergy. And so I said, okay, let's do this. And we started bringing people into the Discord and started growing. And there's something about Zan in terms of his vision, which I think is he literally has the interchain vision. He sees collaboration as more powerful than competition. Mm-hmm. And it's happening. So I just want to say, like, we're looking forward. We want OmniChain, OmniFlix to have, you know, their own NFT series and have warriors that are battling in the arena of the new game we're putting out. And there's going to be just a real energy around the interchain, I think, happening in the next iteration. And I believe that Crypto Dungeon is going to be at the center of it. And I just want to thank you for giving the opportunity to share that vision.
No, definitely. Like the whole vision about keeping it interchain and not like competitive or something is super important. And I really hope that more and more we have so many talented creators on OmniFlix who have been building on it since they're like legit OmniFlix, not just OmniFlix, but like Cosmos veterans in terms of using the technology when it was just like very new. Like we didn't have any token live. Everyone was using just the Flix grant, and they were still trading and launching their NFT collection using other Cosmos denoms. So like, you know, they have been patiently waiting, not just for that, and still believe in the technology, and have been basically bringing and sharing what they know with creators from the ground up, like, you know, legit introducing people to Web3, to NFTs, and then having them join the Flixverse, test everything out. So We love that approach, and I think so many of the creators who I think it's a good time to invite them. So I did see Chris, Sandy, Notisby. If you guys have any questions or thoughts to share, the teams here, I think good chances I need to share what you want to know. I'm going to start sharing requests otherwise.
Just one quick thing. I would say, I think it's really easy for Crypto Dungeon to put our games that we play up on OmniFlix TV right away. Like, I don't see why there'd be anything stopping that. So I'm sure if it's not live stream, that's one thing. But the TV channel itself, like, we'll get a team trying to work on that. I know Zan's been talking to you, but we really appreciate your vision. I love what's going on OmniFlix TV, and Crypto Dungeon's definitely excited about it.
No, yeah, for sure. I think it's you guys have been like building a game for like this amount of time with really experienced people, I think it's a good chance for them to try out something like interactive media, make use of that. And we're all about really gamifying the experience, making sure, like, you know, for us, distribution is key. How creators are able to leverage different tools to build their community, really build, like, you know, incentivize, not just in a way like you did one off drop or something, but I think our creators are people who can give the best example of things. So yeah, Chris, Sandy, you have the speaker access. Please share any questions, any thoughts you have.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
No, go ahead, Sandy.
Okay, we're going to stand up here. Let me just say hello, congratulations. I'm so glad you're here today with OmniFlix, telling us about your project. I've been following you. I stopped paying attention because I got busy with my project, but I'm so glad you're here today and I'm catching up, and you've got traction. So yeah, I definitely hold some Stargaze NFTs. I've been putzing around this whole platform, waiting for all this excitement. And sorry you got in on Adam at 40, but it goes to show that people believe in this project. And I think Adam is going to go over 100 with this Bitcoin frenzy that's going on. All the projects that have been actually successful will be highlighted again. But my question to you is, you mentioned you have got a particular artist working in your project. One of the things that Chris, my co-host on our show, does is he involves artists, and they do these collaborations where they make beautiful artwork. And so collectors get really rare, cool stuff, and they get to be part of this. I'm definitely interested in, I definitely want to support your project. So I invite you to come to our show every other Friday and get more in depth with Chris and I. And we've got quite a few followers and people who understand that Crypto Canvas Chronicles is trying to bridge the gap between DeFi and the artist community. So thanks so much for coming. And is there opportunities for artists to do type of collaboration work that Chris is doing with his Fight Farm? And I'll let you respond to that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have three artists on staff. Two of them do hand-drawn work and one's doing our AI content. So if you look at our first NFTs on Stargaze, all of it's hand-drawn. Our logo and a lot of the other stuff that we did originally is all hand-drawn by another artist. And then our third actually came on more recently because we needed someone to do more of a large-scale project, and to hand-draw all of the NFTs for all the different chains that we're going to be launching on is somewhat of a daunting task. And we want to really get this done this year and finish this game. But yeah, absolutely. We can ask them if they want to collaborate with you guys and reach out to Chris. That would be great.
And I would add to that, the third artist that he's talking about, Lord Ginge, is actually working with Chris already. So we got, I'm sure Chris will kind of mention that. We have a surprise, but yeah, Lord Ginge is already working with Chris, and we're really excited about that.
Yes. Hey, good to speak with you, Zan. Thanks to Crypto Dungeon. Holy good to see you. And yeah, I got to meet everyone in the space probably knows Bruce Mann, and he's working with Shark Protocol. I was approached by Bruce and Holy about doing a collab project for Shark Protocol versus Guppies. Guppies is a meme coin, and they have some plans to have some things released. And of course, everyone's probably aware of Shark Protocol by raccoons. And of course, they're doing stream swap today. So if you look at my profile, actually, Lord Genge has done two very cool looking Shark and Guppy NFTs that we just threw up at 10 a.m. this morning for auction. And of course, you got the listed ones as well. And we got a few different price points. That way, everyone can participate. So guys, thank you for coming on. I definitely want to support you. Excited to see other gamers. And of course, I think OmniFlix is really taking shape as what I was deeming as the collab hub earlier this year. And I like that these guys have that mindset of collaboration, because that's truly how we're all going to grow together in this upcoming bull market. So I plan to follow their game and try to work with them. We definitely want to say thank you to their team. They've been very professional and very fun to work with. And this was totally unplanned. I knew they were associated with the Sharks and the Guppies, but I really didn't know that Lord Genge was the one doing the AI art for the upcoming project here. So definitely props to them, and hope to see more from them in the future. And thank you, Sandy.
That's great. And kudos to you also, Chris, for Fight Farm Bets, UFC 299. I think that went really well. I think that's my second participation in the ongoing series. I'm very excited for UFC 300, and I love all the collaborative art that you've been doing with other creators. I'm opening the space for anyone else in the who've joined us here, have any questions or want to learn about Crypto Dungeon. In Crypto Dungeon, we have two members of the team. Hi, Sandy. Yeah, please.
Thank you. One more question. I'm going to be in New York the first week of April for the NFT. We're planning a little surprise something, but I was just wondering, you guys are probably going to be there in New York representing, right? So I just want to make sure we connect with you. And thank you very much. I want to shout out to the new artists who have joined OmniFlix, and shout out to Monimal, because she's super awesome too. So let me know about New York. Thank you.
So which conference was in New York? Because there's a couple of them that we're trying to go to this year.
Well, the big one, NFT New York City. So the first week of April, it's a big deal. But there's a lot of other kind of events right around that as well.
Okay. I mean, we actually, one of the ways that we first launched was NFT Nashville with Crypto Tank. He was kind enough to help promote us sort of earlier on when we were getting our name out there. I know we're going to try to do that again if possible. We're also trying to make it to Cosmoverse. But when is the date for the New York conference?
It's the first week, so I think it's April 2nd, 3rd, 4th. So yeah, that very Oof. First week of April, before it and after it. But yeah, the main days are like the it's the Friday, Thursday, Wednesday are the core days. But that whole week, there's events happening.
I mean, we might be able to help sponsor and, you know, stream. My schedule as a psychiatrist is somewhat difficult to just do things like that with short notice. But I'm surprised we didn't hear about that earlier. That sounds huge.
Yeah, it is huge, and definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have made it. But I'm also a university professor, and I think the Thursday I teach, but I'm in Toronto, so New York's not that far away. But short notice. But we'll have to plan for that next year to make it to NFT New York. So thanks for the heads up. We'll be following you now and watching as you tweet things out to make sure we know about the future events, Sandy. Thank you.
And definitely, I want to promote your project on our Crypto Canvas community. And Stargaze is doing a big to-do in New York. So I'm kind of anyway, maybe you know about it, but it's just not falling into place right now.
That's great, Sandy. Making it to more events, I think we need ambassadors like you, interchain ambassadors of sorts. Hi, Chris.
So while we got Holy up here, I'm just going to ask for people that don't know, I believe they're speaking about Lord Genge as their new AI art. From what I've seen out of him so far, it's pretty impressive. So Holy, is your PFP going to be basically what the character models will look like in the Crypto Dungeons game?
Actually, my PFP's for another future thing. So it's a, yeah, that's a, it is from Ginge though. But that's, yeah, that's for another thing ahead. But we do have some of the pictures on the Crypto Dungeon page. If you see like the lion or the orca that just got tweeted out, those will be kind of what the characters look like. So they'll be like a lionoid human or like a whale humanoid. So each chain will have its own type of person. We got to figure out what Omniflix would be, like what kind of warriors and mages they would be. But you can also see some of Ginge's art on the upcoming Guppy Yuppies NFT series, which is coming out on Stargaze. And it's meant to link interchain as well. So, for example, Crypto Dungeon will have a bunch of water dragons that are part of it. We'll have Shark, we'll have big, giant, like, mafia sharks. And there'll be, like, White Whale will have its own, and Ophir Dao, and the Lion Dao will have some. Stargaze will have these, like, cool little oceanic purge cleaners. They clean up the ocean from a nuclear waste dump that's mutated all the aquatic life. So if you check out Guppy Yuppies, usually on AshDAO, I'm part of AshDAO, we'll have tweets of some of the pictures coming out. Or if you join the Super Guppy Twitter or the Super Guppy Telegram, you get kind of sneak peeks of that. But that project is meant to be on Stargaze because it's a Migaloo project, but it's trying to link across the different groups. So including Wawa, we're working with Wawa. And me and my wife are actually working on an NFT series for AshDAO with Chihuahua and the Gravedigger for the Backbone Labs. So my wife is a hand-drawn artist, so she's doing a lot of work. So hopefully she'll be a new female artist that I'll introduce to Sandy coming up as well. So she's a professional artist out of Toronto. But yeah, you can see some of the art that Ginge does. Definitely my PFP is one of them. But that's going to be a cool project. I can't announce what that's going to be, but that's a kind of a side thing that we're doing. So
awesome. Thanks for the explanation. I'm going to go check those things out. Appreciate it.
And I definitely want to meet your wife and find out about her artistic talents. Never met an artist I didn't like. So please make sure we do connect. Thank you.
Okay, I will do. Thank you, Sandy. You're so welcoming. I love that. That's like sometimes crypto gets a bad rap for being friendly and competitive, but I'm just feeling the vibes here. So thank you.
Okay. That's great to hear, by the way. The Holy Folly, what the plans of you bringing artwork to new Cosmos chains. I hope you bring something really cool to Omniflix. And kudos to your wife for her work. Really excited for that. Please share it. Even if you're planning to bring it to whoever or any other chain first, we'd love to hear all about it. We'd love to share it with the community. So super excited for that. I have Articulate here, the music creator here on Omniflix. And making some really cool videos on TV. Articulate, the stage is yours. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me. Shout out to the whole Omniflix team and everyone in the space. I just came up real quickly to kind of echo what Sandy was speaking about with NFT NYC. It is actually the biggest gathering of NFT builders and people interested in the space in the world. It's held yearly in New York, and I'll also be speaking there. This is going to be my third year speaking. So I'd love to connect with, anyone who will be there. So I think if you're into NFTs, it's something you should have on your calendar. They do NFT London as well, and they're expanding. But I think it's something for anyone in the space. It's all the people, Doodles, all the top NFT platforms. You get to meet the creators, OpenSea, everybody. You get to network and, probably do collaborations. I know I've came up with a couple of collaborations just by attending and even sharing the stage with some people who are legends in this game. So yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
That's great, by the way. I'm gonna invite Sandy again.
I think this year they're expecting somewhere in the range of 40,000 people. Just to give an idea of the amount of people that participate. It's they have different places, locations with speaks, talks going on throughout the day. And you could attend different industries. So you have entertainment, sports, whatever, legal. They have all those talks going on for the all 3 days. You could choose, you could, go back and forth. But I think it's benefited me a lot just by being there. And this year I'll be representing Corium there. And, you know, I'll definitely be speaking, you know, about my experience with building NFTs on OmniFlix for sure. But it is, you know, kind of like, because the space is so young still, it's been mostly builders and founders and stuff. So you kind of get to meet the people doing this work face to face, talk to them and shake hands, you know, exchange business. And, you know, you never know what this turns out to be 10, 5 years from now because of those people in your network. So there's huge value.
Yeah, I don't know if it's too late to do a speaker or sponsor because it's kind of like 2 to 3 weeks away. But if we could work with you guys somehow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think there's something there still open, even from a media perspective. I think there's still slots open that you can. I know sponsorship, if you want to do a side event, if you have, you know, maybe a contacts, because they do, if you're to say in the same week, want to host something in a location nearby, they will put it under the umbrella of events that they are certifying or authenticating as a part of NFT NYC. You do get your, I think it's late for this part, but as artists, you can submit your artwork. It gets put on the tickets. It gets multiplied in NFTs, and it also gets blasted in Times Square for those days. So your artwork is featured on the billboards in Times Square. People from all around the world get to see it and, you know who you are, take pictures with it. But it's an awesome opportunity from my perspective.
Yeah,
can
wow,
I just jump in there?
Huge.
I just want to jump in there and say, if even if you don't get sponsorships or go, just showing up and you can still buy tickets, and I'd be happy to. I think I still have like a little discount ticket. People who are going can probably get you discount tickets. And just showing up and like you know. He was saying the founders are there. So at this moment, it is kind of a magic time, even if you're not sponsors going to these events. I mean, you know, I got to meet Sisla in Cosmoverse 2022 and the entire OmniFlix team who was there. And so 100 years from now, these conferences, we're not going to be able to meet these founders. So it is kind of a very precious time. And not just, you know, even if you're not having a project, you know, you should go to these things. Because you know, this is a historical time. We're not going to be around 100 years from now physically. So definitely just get a ticket and come. Because even platforms like Hug, which is a really huge platform, they did last minute stuff. And they're putting on exhibits and Times Square. And I'm also showing my art. It's Ethereum artwork. But I'm going to be there on the ground promoting OmniFlix and trying to explain the magic of the Cosmos ecosystem. And also going over and celebrating with Stargaze, because that's part of the Cosmos ecosystem. So I definitely hope you'll be able to stop by, even if you're working, just kind of chill, you know, check it out. And even if you don't, some people didn't even buy tickets to go to the event because I spoke to them previously. Just showing up and hanging around there, because there's like you said, there's a lot of satellite events. And so, yeah, it's definitely a good week to go meet people. Thank you for letting me share that.
Thank you for sharing that really cool tip, Sandy, and articulate for those in the space. Watch out for the event. Anyway, you can get your artwork to more and more people, not just in Cosmos, but in the whole NFT ecosystem. Do utilize this opportunity. And do check out Crypto Dungeon, the game, and the validator as well. It's a great and very hardworking team from what I hear. They're really excited for what you guys are bringing. Especially the second game, the live streams. Would love to contribute whatever we can to, you know, bring in more users and build a better community, you know, a bigger community. So for sure, I think so. Yeah, I have two important piece of information. You can count this as alphas or like an early news from our side. But yeah, so here are. The two key news. One is we have gated interactions coming soon on OmniFlix TV. That means, as I was mentioning, that participants, like users or creators who use OmniFlix TV to publish their content can now gate that using NFTs. So, for example, if I own a Fight Farm Bets NFT or an Articulate Music NFT, like music NFT video or something, only if I'm an holder, I can access the content that is published. I'm able to gate interactions using that. And I think that's something, that's a feature that's going to go live soon. We're going to make the release super exciting, but it's just an alpha here for those people in this space that we're bringing this. So if you have any content which where you wanted to gamify it or gate the interactions to your community to release it to them first, here is a news. Second is, I think in our previous spaces, you must have heard from Abhishek, from Sisla, about Video Drops, which is a whole new module that we're bringing to OmniFlix TV for people to basically mint editions of content published on OmniFlix TV. That's a whole new way for you to distribute your content between your community and for them to utilize it, make interactive content on top of that. And it's almost like max one-click process. So making it as smooth as anyone for someone to play around, try it, experiment with it. Now, here's the alpha related to the information. We are actually recruiting testers for this, and it's going to be a 15-day bounty program where we're going to be rewarding between 100 to 500 clicks per tester. So we're going to be opening up slots for creators and collectors to try this, so we can, of course, like, you know, test the platform and also have get some feedback from our creators, lifeblood of our of Flixverse there, to try share their thoughts, their suggestions on how we can improve this. So these two information, we'll be putting up a snippet of this to post this as a reminder, but this is like a first for people who are attending the space. Please sign up, and especially if you love playing around with OmniFlix dApps, if you are looking to do a special release using this one or two features, it's a great time to get this thing. Also, to people who have used CryptoDungeon or planning to, like even the team, would love to have any of the live streams, something go using this feature. So really excited for that. Any thoughts, any questions, please?
One quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have to pick either a collector or a creator to be part of this testing? You have to choose one. You can't be both, right?
Okay. That's So I think that we have limited slots for like creator side testing and for people like a user / collector side train. So people, because we have of course, like compared to collectors, the creator slots are lesser. So. And for people who have used the apps, we would and have published, say, multiple collections, like you, Sandy. So it'll be great to get like creator side feedback from them than collector side. But I think you can sign up for that. I'll check and let you know about this thing. But yeah, specialization in terms of getting feedback for that would be from either side would be cooler. So, any other questions or thoughts?
Would you guys like to for us to include your community stakers in our airdrop for our next token?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that goes without a thought for this thing. I think he's available here, but would have loved to hear. I'm pretty sure he would make like a really good like campaign or something or like a news out of this. But yes, would love to. I think there are a lot of gaming enthusiasts and people who are like really playing around with bringing NFT and gaming to OmniFlix. So they would especially really appreciate getting like, you know, big part of this thing. Yeah, really cool.
Sorry for the background noise.
And you guys should, I was just going to say, you guys should give us an idea of what you'd like to have as a character. Like, we have the lions for Juno. We have the orca humanoids for Migaloo. We're thinking about different characters. And so what would represent OmniFlix? It'd be very interesting to think of what kind of creature would represent OmniFlix. So think about that and let us know.
Okay, cool. I think it's a great idea. I'm thinking we should make a poll or something about it and post to the community and have them vote or participate about it on OmniFlix TV. So we're gonna try and do that and bank on the support and the voting of a community to push that forward. I think that's the best way in Great. I'm keeping the floor open for another minute for people who would like to ask any questions from the team. Otherwise, we'll be moving to the next section with Super to hear updates from the Fanatics for the campaigns, ongoing quests that are going on for the community. Meanwhile, Crypto Dungeon team, any last thoughts for you to share for anyone in the space to go on and interact and try Crypto Dungeon, the game?
I just want to say thank you so much for having us on, and it was great talking with you guys. The atmosphere in here is really awesome and welcoming. If you want to check out our project.
Sorry. I think that was me. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Where did I stop here?
If you want to check out our project, then you got.
Yeah, if you want to check out our project, it's cryptodungeon.org. You can join our Discord. That's the best way to get updates and information. We're pretty active on there. We've got a pretty active community. But like, if you want to join one of our games and you have a crypto project, we are trying to promote other projects that play with us. All you need is an NFT. And we do obviously appreciate any delegations to our validator on any of our chains. So we're going to be adding OmniFlix to our airdrop for our next game. And we are going to be doing another dungeon coin drop at some point here for our NFT holders and stakers. But the drop for our game is going to be to all stakers across all validators. It won't be exclusive to us.
That's really cool. I think the release of your next gaming token comes at a good time because OmniFlix is we were part of a community-led token launch using StreamSwap. So that, one of the first token launch using StreamSwap. And second, I think we recently got an upgrade in which communities and creators can launch Token Factory, their own gaming tokens on OmniFlix. So hoping that maybe one of the games could have their launches on OmniFlix also. Just saying, open possibilities. So would love to be part of it in any capacity, and I'm excited for what you guys are building for sure.
Yeah, every chain we're working with is going to have basically an outpost where people will have to come and quest. So it's part of our game. So it's our way of intermingling communities. So we want people from Juno going to OmniFlix, from Stargaze to even Desmos and Comdex and Evmos and all the chains that we validate. So yeah, I mean, you guys will definitely have an outpost just like everyone else, and people will have to come to your chain to play.
That's amazing. Chris, I see your hands up from your side. So.
Yeah, two quick questions. First, are you already validating on OmniFlix chain? And second, will you utilize ICS721 pretty heavily with your collection due to trying to go multi-chain and kind of like a wider universe?
No, we're not validating yet. We would like to. I'm about to purchase twice as many servers as we have now and expand to a lot more chains because we really want to have this game be expansive as possible. But we're probably going to be doing that in the near future, maybe in the next month or so, if possible.
That's great. I see one more question by Zal.
Hello. How's everyone doing today? I just wanted to say I am very new to the Cosmos ecosystem, coming from Ethereum. Over the last year, one of my friends put me on this weekend. So I saw this space was open. I was very interested in learning more about video sharing and stuff like that on Cosmos. If I wanted to get interested, if I'm interested in OmniFlix and I want to start trying it out and stuff like that, I would love if you wouldn't mind giving me just like a quick brief rundown of how I could get started.
Hi, Zal. Yeah. Is this about getting started in OmniFlix, or are you asking the Crypto Dungeon team about this?
OmniFlix specifically, but I'd love to learn more about Crypto Dungeon. It seems like you guys are awesome individuals. This is my first time hearing about you in this space. So kind of either or, I'm just new to Cosmos and want to learn more personally. So like, I'm all ears for anything. I tossed a little bit of money into it, and I just kind of want to like start trying things out and playing around with things, because I am the founder of a music collective. So I'm just trying to find different ways for my musicians to be able to utilize blockchain in general. And I'm really interested in Cosmos and learning more about it.
Okay. I'll do a quick intro about Omniflix. So we are a project on sovereign blockchain in Cosmos, and we are the Interchain Media Hub, which means not just limited to NFT marketplaces, but also about basically building dApps and infra for anything that touches media in general. So we do have an NFT marketplace, and we didn't restrict it to just like Flix, our native token. We have currently 2 stable coins from Cosmos and 6 other IBC denoms, and all and expanding. We also have for music. I'm hoping you also do like video creators. We have Omniflix TV, which is a platform for decentralized media. It's censorship free, unlike how what's the trend has been going on for YouTube creators, where like, you know, a lot of creators in YouTube spaces on YouTube have been getting their losing account access to their accounts. And the focus on that is to really power distribution and to create a platform in which you can do real community building, true engagement in terms of accounts being able to participate in like interactive quest, you being able to mint editions, tip creators directly. You don't take any commission on that. Also building other solutions in like for say live streaming. We also do media tech in terms of like, you know, ads during conferences completely like, you know, through our own mechanism. We handle ticketing for Cosmos. So we've got hands in a lot of things related to media, and that's our focus. Our guest here, Crypto Dungeon, our validator in Cosmos for I think 10 chains, and they also built a game and are in process of building another one. I think the team can do the best introduction here. Team, would you like to introduce Crypto Dungeon to our guest? Holy folly,
or sorry, I'm here on vacation. My daughter's with me too, and I'm like in a, trying to be in a place that I can be heard, but there's a lot of music and stuff going on as well. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
What was the question you asked?
I think so Zal here, who's speaker, has just joined us. I just wanted like an intro to what Crypto Dungeon and Omniflix is. I thought you could just give like a skinny on what the project is doing and how he can get involved.
So we're essentially a gaming company, but we also validate 10 different crypto blockchains on the Cosmos ecosystem, and we're rapidly expanding. I put the website and our Discord link as well as our Stargaze link for our NFTs, but we already have our first game out, which is a live action role-playing game with a professional dungeon master. It's teams of 4 that work together in this world that our dungeon master has built called Sidral. And we stream that on YouTube. So multiple crypto projects are playing with us and promoting their content as well. So we like to kind of label ourselves as a collaboration project that really just seeks to improve the whole interchain and sort of help everyone become successful, because it's going to help the whole Cosmos, including ourselves, if we do that. I've always sort of believed that it's better to win with everyone else than to try to just compete and beat people. But our second game is the one we were talking about today, and it's launching hopefully middle of this year. We have to start coding everything and getting it onto the blockchain. But we're finishing up with game design and the NFT project earlier than that. And then this game is going to lead into our third game, which is a video game that we're actually going to be producing. So I wanted to make sure that we don't fail and we do everything in stages. So we're building one thing at a time. And once we get the right people on board, then we're able to do the second most difficult project and then the third. So I've watched a lot of projects rug and just fail at what they're doing. And I didn't want to be like that. I wanted to be different and sort of bring people from outside the crypto world that are just regular people or gamers into the crypto space. So that was the whole concept of what we were trying to do. Our token, you can't really buy it. We don't have liquidity pools for it. We probably will for our next game token, but I wanted to make sure that there was no chance of anyone losing money or getting rugged, because professionally it would hurt my career, and I fully doxed myself and everything. So I wanted to sort of build a different type of project. And really what we're doing is profit sharing and ownership in our company when you hold our coin. So the only way to get it right now is by playing our game, or there's going to be another airdrop coming soon for our NFT holders and stakers.
I think that answers a quick intro to both the ecosystem and to Omniflix and Crypto Dungeon. Zal, we'll just take a question from Chris here and then move on to our segment with Fanatics. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'll make this very quick. Hey, Zal, nice to meet you. I've followed you on Twitter, and I dropped you a DM that has an invite to Omniflix's Discord and to their Telegram chat. Also, you can follow Sandy up here. We host Crypto Canvas Chronicles every other Friday. And one of the things that we will focus on is kind of trying to help new users in the Cosmos. We are multi-chain, but because Sandy and I are heavy in the Cosmos, we will be going over some things that you may want to know about, you know, Omniflix specifically, like how to use Studio to create your NFTs. They are very good for what you do with audio and music. And of course, you have Omniflix TV. So we're going to have some walkthroughs and some Zoom sharing the desktop kind of meetings where we're onboarding and helping new users like yourself integrate. So feel free to check out the DM I sent you. The team is great. They can really walk you through stuff on Discord. The community or the team members can kind of guide you on your questions. But yeah, feel free to check us out and we'll try to help get you spun up and get you all your questions answered.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I just wanted to say hello and welcome to Zal. And, you know, the Cosmos ecosystem is huge. Don't get overwhelmed. There's over 50 blockchains. But you actually came to the right place because Omniflix, it doesn't matter where you are in the blockchain, Omniflix is a place that can help you drive traffic to wherever you are because of their TV channel capabilities. Nowhere else are you going to be able to find a place, you know, so like they were saying, YouTube, it's kind of like having your own YouTube. You get tipped. Nobody can take you down. You can drive traffic towards your project. And then they've got this amazing technology where you could do giveaways. You can keep track of your collectors. So I'm speaking from the artist point of view. And then there's the other realm of it, you know, the money side and the crypto side, which is incredible and what they're doing. And you can get into all that. So you've got really good timing. There's really good support, whether you're on Discord or Telegram and, you know, projects that have been successful, like Chris or my projects and others. We're definitely here to help you behind the scenes and, you know, get you in the groove. So that is the street language of what just was explained to you, and there's a lot more. So welcome, and thanks for joining us today. Back to you, host.
Thank you, Sandy. I think that's very supportive, and kind of you guys to do a great introduction there. Thank you, Crypto Dungeon and Holy Folly, for joining us, sharing all your experiences. I know you guys have a busy schedule, so thank you for taking up the time. Really appreciate it. And folks in the audience, do check out their project and do take part in it. I'll move to the next segment with Super. Hi, Super. How are you doing?
Hi, Jatin. I'm doing good. Welcome, everyone, to Flix Talk 110. And I'm Super Era. I'm one of the member of community subdaw, Flix Fanatics from Omniflix. And for people who are new, we take care of the community engagement, and we also assist creators and people who want to probably try Omniflix apps. You can always reach out to us in case you have any questions, any doubts on the chats, on our Twitter account. No, we are available 24 hours and 7 days a week to make sure that your experience at Omniflix is good. So, what were we up to since the last time we met here? We have a very interesting quiz on Telegram this Sunday. And there is a special news. I will come to that. And because of that, we would be changing the format from this week onwards. Stay tuned. I'm going to let you know more about that. But let's just discuss about other activities we did in the past 1 week. So we had an AMA, and this time on Friday, day after tomorrow, we will be having another AMA. And this will be with Rumi and hosted by one of our new Fanatics subdom member, Abraham. We had two more Zilli Quest sprints added on our Zilli account. And to just reiterate, the reward is top 50 participants will be getting 50 Flix tokens each. And it's a month-long sprint where we engage our community members to probably help us spread the word about our updates on important news, or probably try our different dApps, try new updates and upgrades, what OmniFlix has, share their views and suggestions. And this week we had two more Zilli quests added. What now, what was special? But what was different? This is something we do every week. So what different did we do this time? Two things. One was that you would now find all the Flix stocks starting from 100, which was the first Flix stock of 2024. All the Flix stocks which happened, there will be certain snippets which has been added to OmniFlix TV. And this will give you a gist about, in case you missed out, what are the important parts of those Flix talks. You will be able to now interact via a video and also probably answer some very interesting questions about OmniFlix. That is one of the best ways to keep updated with what's happening at OmniFlix and what our guests at Flix Talk are up to. So make sure that you do check those out. Everything would be available on Flix Fanatics channel on OmniFlix TV. Another thing what we did was the Flix token was listed. Yes, you heard it right. It was listed on two bots, which has been IBC Cosmobot and Sputnik Network bot on Telegram. So what that does is you will be able to use Flix tokens to tip anyone in Cosmos ecosystem or anyone who part of the Cosmos chats. Not just in OmniFlix, but across Cosmos different ecosystem chats. Would be able to go there and tip Flix tokens if you have Flix. In case you want to probably, you know, find someone who is giving you an alpha about OmniFlix, maybe on an airdrop chat, maybe you find somewhere you are be able to probably like something which someone has shared an NFT and one of the NFT chats on Cosmos. Anyone probably tip those. You would be able to tip Atom, Osmo, Juno, but now also Flix token. And that brings me back to the quiz part. So what we're going to do this time is that going forward, the quiz participants, we will be rewarding with the top three quiz participants. But instead of five random participants, we will be rewarding everyone who scores a 10, which means everyone who performs well will be earning Flix tokens in our weekly quiz. So make sure that you set your reminder for Sunday, 2 p.m. UTC, and be available on Telegram, OmniFlix Network, and we will be able to have a wonderful time at that time while we are learning a lot about OmniFlix. Now, that being said, I'm sure that everyone was waiting for the secret phase. Jatin mentioned about the secret phase. I will just repeat it again. What you have to do is come on omniflix.tv, check all the interactive videos, participate in as many as possible. But in the next 3 hours, also participate in the Flix Talk 110 Pope NFT claim video. It will be a very short video where Sisla is explaining what is OmniFlix Network, which I think Jatin just mentioned. It's not just an NFT marketplace, but it's a whole media hub for Cosmos. End of the video, it will ask you to select the secret phase. And the four options you will see there, I can assure you all the four options probably, kind of mentions what Omniflix is going to be doing in the next few weeks or months. So we'll see four options there, which will say FrameFest, which will mention contracts, which will mention video drops, which will mention, you know, so you have to select video drops. That's the secret phrase. And you have to do it by 5 p.m. UTC, because that's where it will end. We'll take a snapshot, and everyone who selected the correct secret phrase will be rewarded a FlixFam batch NFT before the next FlixTalk starts. These are the most of the updates, and probably also kind of no mention in case no someone who is new to Cosmos or new to OmniFlix, like Zal, how you can learn about OmniFlix. And while you're learning about OmniFlix, you can also earn some Flix tokens and NFTs. And all these initiatives has been undertaken by OmniFlix community sub-dog Flix Fanatics. Now, before I give the stage back, I just want to request one important piece of information. Guys, I've repeated in the past, I'll just repeat it once more. OmniFlix Marketplace and OmniFlix TV are wonderful tools to use. Even if you want to probably, even if you're not a creator, it's very easy. Even if you don't know how to code, it's very easy to probably interact with the videos there, to mint the NFTs. And if you have NFTs, make sure you also check our campaigns page at least once every week on the OmniFlix Marketplace, because there are a lot of campaigns by a lot of creators, and sometimes just holding some NFT gets you rewards with more NFTs and more Flix tokens. And maybe hopefully soon you might be even getting rewards in Atom Juno. I think one of our creator has even recently rewarded people with WBTC. So that's how exciting it is. And it will be really, you know, it won't be good if you probably, you know, after a month you check and you realize you was eligible for something, but you did not claim it yet. So make sure that you do check our campaigns page on OmniFlix Market once, at least once a week. And when you're doing your proof of participation NFT claim on OmniFlix TV, also check out other videos by our creators. And if you like one of the videos or like what you see there, you can even tip with any IBC denom now on OmniFlix TV, and 100% of the tip goes to the creators. Just wanted to mention that. Any questions, any suggestions, any thoughts, any feedback, reach out to us. We are available on Telegram, Discord, Twitter, 24 hours, day and 7 days a week for you guys. And please help us spread the word. Thank you. Yes, Sandy.
First of all, I want to say thank you. I love these interactive things you do, and you reward the people who go and interact. And just one of the most amazing things that we forget to mention is you don't necessarily have to have a wallet. So the video that I put up there in the Nest, anybody can go watch to see what our amazing curators did collecting art. And so we forget to mention that you don't even have to be in crypto or blockchain to kind of take advantage of it and see it. So you could send this to your grandma, to your uncle, and they can look at it. And by the way, if this particular curation that we did brought a lot of eyes, because we collected art on across several blockchains, and people who were not paying attention to Cosmos or OmniFlix but saw that their art was featured in this nice curation, and some of them are here today. RIL, she's one of our curators for Crypto Canvas Chronicles. So when you go to interact with the OmniFlix video, give some love to our video as well. Look at some of the new creators who have come to OmniFlix. They've learned the technology. They've put their artwork on there. And by the way, the tips from that particular channel are for the curators and the content creators of that. It doesn't go into my personal pocket. But anyway, thank you again. I can't wait to go interact with the video. Looking forward to, there's a lot to do today. So we can do beta testing and all this. And then there's this whole new thing with video drops. So there's so much alpha today. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this space, because there's Omniflix is just moving so rapidly. And by the way, my vote for what character to submit, I kind of like Bugs Bunny. Rabbits and hares bring good luck. And any obstacle that faces Bugs Bunny, he overcomes it. So, you know, I'll just put that out there if anybody else is likes that. Thank you very much. Back to you, host.
That's a great suggestion there, Sandy. Bunnies are, yep, we've been hopping over a lot of different dApps and different things that we've been building. So, yeah, and we are kind of restless that way as well. So, for sure. Thank you for the updates, super. Yes, kind reminder for those who are in the space to claim their proof of participation NFT. The secret phrase is video drops. We will be posting announcement for the for people, creators and collectors / users to sign up for testing the slots. So keep an eye out. That is coming soon. And get excited for the gated interactions functionality. If you have not tried Omniflix TV yet, or you have a video in the works that you want to publish and make it special, keep it ready. And let us know if you have any thoughts, any questions. You can share it with the fanatics or tag us or share it with us on our Telegram or Discord. I think it's been a great space. Thank you for bringing in such great energy and for all your questions, your thoughts, suggestions for our guest and for new members who are joining the Fixverse. Really appreciate you taking out the time. I know, as also Sandy posted, because of daylight savings, their timing has adjusted a little bit. But be it whatever, like, you know, I really appreciate people taking out the time. And yes, it's been a great space. Looking forward for more exciting updates, more news from our creators for what they're building. It genuinely excites us a lot to just hear about them bringing it into new like projects or like, you know, reaching to conferences like NFT NYC or any even local chapters. Really appreciate if you are getting featured somewhere, do share the news with us. We would love to amplify it and share it with the cosmos. I think with that, it's a wrap here. Thank you for taking out the time. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting nodders. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth. And play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality.
Now that she's stuck in the burbs, I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Space.